And just if you've got a Bible there, you can open in the book of Genesis. If you don't know where the book of Genesis is, it must be your very first Sunday today. All right, Genesis chapter 1. And I want to start in the beginning. Our theme for the year is shine. And a great place to start is right at the very beginning. As we're looking at shine this year, we're looking at shine in three aspects. One is shining in the character and becoming the people that God wants us to be. The godly character will be revealed in our heart, in our life, that we will shine in that way. The second aspect is that we're going to shine in the area of influence that you have. And so that in your workplace, you are shining there. That you're the one who's getting the promotions. You're the one because you're working hard, you're faithful, but there's something about you that causes others to cause you to rise, even as Daniel was one in such circumstances, because in the light of Christ, the light of God was shining out of his life and out of his heart. That you're going to shine in the things and do the very best that you can with everything that you have, and to stand and to shine in everything that God gives you to do. You're going to shine in that area. And then finally, certainly and definitely importantly, to shine in our witness, to shine the light of Christ, that people might come into relationship with him. And so that's what we're really looking at this year, about shining. Well, let's start in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1. Only 3 and 4 will come up on there, but I want to start at the very beginning. Genesis 1, chapter 1, right at the very beginning. And it says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day." And so we start right at the very beginning, where the situation where God is speaking, and he begins to speak forth. And it amazes me that of all of the things that God said, the very first words that are recorded that God says in the Bible is, "Let there be light." Now, I'm sure when God said that, he didn't just say, "Let there be light." It says that when God speaks, the description of God in speaking, and Isaiah looking at Revelation through there, says that when God speaks, his voice is like the sound of many waters. It's a great roar, this huge, enormous, powerful voice. When God says, "Let there be light," and then all of a sudden, light comes out of nothing. And God is an awesome God, a powerful, mighty God. And God is very concerned about light being brought into every situation, into every circumstance, and certainly into every heart. God is concerned about light. He's concerned about light. He's concerned about the light in your heart, in your life, in my heart, in my life. And God said, "Let there be life." He could have said anything. Where he started, he could have started anywhere in this creation process, but right at the very beginning, God said, "Let there be light." And there's something very important about light. Now, it's important because the light obviously differentiates between light and darkness, but it actually says a lot about the character and the nature of God. It says there in 1 John 1:5, it says, "God is light, in him there is no darkness at all." God is pure light. Now, when talking about the being or entity of God, he's not some disembodied light form, as some New Age people will think, and that the energy and light and the New Age people all get hung up on it and get a little bit distorted. God is God, the creator of heaven and earth. But light certainly is very much a part of who he is. He brings the light. In other words, there's purity, there's holiness, there's glory in everything that God does and in everything that God brings. And there's no hint of evil or wickedness or impure motive or anything that's insincere in the things of God, that he is genuine, pure, bright light. He is the bright light, the preeminent one. And he says, "Let there be light." The very first words that God says, "Let there be light." And God is concerned about bringing light into darkness. And if you have a look, the whole world was formless, it was void, darkness over the surface. The Spirit of God was there, hovering over the waters, and then God says the words, "Let there be light." And some of us need to learn to speak the words, "Let there be light." You don't have to actually say the words, "Let there be light," but to learn to bring light into your situation, into your circumstances. I'm going to talk about that a little in just a moment. But when God saw the light was good. Everything about God is good. Everything that God does is good. And every circumstance that you're in, the goodness of God will come out of that if you allow him to bring the light out of it. And I want to talk about that in a moment. But the light is good. Everything about God is good. And God is concerned about lighting darkness. If you have a look, there was just nothing there. It was formless. It was void. It was darkness. But God was the one. He brings light into that dark place. The thing about darkness, if you're in darkness, you can't see when you're in darkness. And some of you may feel that in your circumstances or your situation, you feel, well, I'm right now in the middle of a darkness. I feel like I really can't see. Well, as believers, we should never be in a dark place where we cannot see or know what God's answer is in our circumstances. And if we find ourselves in that situation, then we need to learn how to turn it around and to bring the light into the darkness, into the situation that we're in. But if you can't see in the dark, I don't know about you, but if you've ever got up at night time and you didn't want to turn the light on, maybe you didn't want to wake your husband or your wife or whatever, wake up your kids or whatever, turning the lights on or whatever, and you're walking around in darkness. Have you ever done that? Yeah. I must be the only thrill seeker in the church. Oh, there's two others, praise God. You won't get on the bungee jumping then. Don't worry, I haven't done that one yet. But if you do that, you can't see. You're sort of feeling your way around. And sometimes you find yourself in circumstances. And if you allow circumstances to get over you, allow circumstances to get on top of you, then it will feel like you're in the middle of a darkness. And it's hard to see if you allow that. And sometimes if we're weak in our emotions or whatever, and sometimes we can succumb to that, and we just suddenly find, here I am in a dark place, Lord. Here I am. And I really can't see where I'm supposed to be going. And sometimes the dark, some kids are scared of the dark. Some children are scared of the dark. And most kids, at some stage, they suddenly will grow up to be afraid of the dark. They're fine when they're a baby, maybe one or two. But then someone tells them about the boogeyman or something. They hear something. And all of a sudden, you know, the boogeyman in the closet or under the bed or whatever, and they want the light on. So people get fearful in the dark. And maybe even if you're in a dark place at the moment, you feel like you're in a dark place, you can start to feel fearful. And when you become fearful, your emotions just begin to run right. You remember maybe when you were a little kid. I remember being in bed and there, and I was convinced there was something in the cupboard, there was something under the bed and something everywhere. And if you're in the dark, your brain walks away. Now, as an adult, we think, oh, this silly child, that's irrational, it's immature. But Christians are just the same. They allow themselves a darkness to come upon them, and then they become fearful and become irrational, even as the little children would. And God doesn't want us to be there. God is the God of light. He brings light in every situation. He speaks the word, let there be light. He doesn't want us to be in places where we just can't see and we're irrational in our decisions, or we're fearful, we're worried about what's going to happen, and everything is overwhelming. God doesn't want you to live in a dark place. God actually gave everything. He created light and made light for us and wants us to walk in that light, that we might not be fearful, that we might know the way. The good promise to every one of us, if you're in a situation even now and you feel like this is a darkness, hanging over my head, there's this darkness, these circumstances, then you've got to understand that the Holy Spirit is there right from the very beginning. When the earth was totally dark, without form, and maybe your circumstances say this is a mess, there's no shape to it, there's no rhyme and reason to it, it's just a darkness, but the Holy Spirit was there hovering over that place. And even if you're in a situation now and that you're in darkness, and maybe because you've forgotten about the light, or you need to be reminded how to shine the light in your mess, in your circumstances, whether someone else caused it or whether you caused it or whatever, however it happened, if you're caught in something, always remember that the Holy Spirit is there just hovering. He's hovering over that place. The Holy Spirit is ready to work and already working in your circumstances and your situation, even if you can't see it, because to you it is a dark place. But God is the one who will come and He lights the darkness. And one of the things that we need to learn to do is begin to actually speak to it. It was so important when then God's speaking forth and the words, it was the words. See, why did God use words? God could just snap a finger. God could just think it. But why did He actually say it? Why did He actually use His mouth? Why did He say, let there be light? I mean, why did He even go through a process? Why did He, on one day He does this, and one day He does that, and then He does this and that and that? God could just think it, and bang, it's all done. It's all there. It's all finished. God went through a process, and He went through a process of speaking forth to see light come into the situation. But a lot of people, that when they're in a struggling situation, they're in a place that's dark, what are the words coming out of their mouth? They give a running commentary. I'm in a dark place. This is dark. This is desperate. It's hard. It's this. It's overwhelming. It's destroying me. I can't handle it. It's too much. The pressure. It's this and this. And just imagine if God was there giving a running commentary. The earth, it's a mess. It's formless. It's void. It's dark. It's this and that. God didn't give a running commentary. He actually spoke words. He spoke light into the situation. And as believers, we've got to learn. We're supposed to learn what it is to be Christ-like, to learn to walk in the things of God. And rather our confession being a running commentary. And we share one another. We can explain to people because we carry one another's burdens and we help encourage one another. So I'm not saying never say, you know, I'm struggling so someone can help you. You need help. We need support. So it's fine. But don't let it be overwhelming that that's all you ever talk about. Don't let it be the thing that overwhelms you. That's the only thing that you think about when you go to bed. It's the only thing you ever talk about because it'll stay formless and void. But you've got to learn to bring light into the situation. Even as God is the light bringer in every situation. Your mouth is so important, what you come out of your mouth. And you've got to bring light into it, even for the way that you talk about it and say, Lord, yep, this is a mess. It's formless. It's void. But Lord, I'm just praying now and speaking your light to come. Lord, I declare your light and your life to come in this situation because the Holy Spirit is already there, already hovering, working in the situation. You need to declare that and say, Lord, I acknowledge, Lord, that you are at work here. And Lord, I see your light being shined in this. Lord, what is impossible with man is not impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. And Lord, I declare your plan and your purposes and begin to speak it. God could have just thought it, but he spoke it because he wants us to learn that we've got to speak and bring light into the situation. If it's a relation situation that's a mess, maybe you need to say something with your mouth. Maybe the light you need to bring is sorry. Sorry for my attitude. Sorry for my this. Sorry for that. Maybe it's something you need to speak forth out of your own life to help mouth to bring some light into the situation. But we need to do that to understand. Don't wallow in your circumstances. You speak the light of God. God taught us to do that. And there's a wonderful promise in Isaiah 42, verse 16. It says this, and this is your promise. If you think you're in a dark place at the moment, if you feel that you are, you feel that the circumstances, and you might say, oh, it's all right, but you don't understand. Well, whatever the darkness that you may feel you're in, to God, God is light. Let God come in there. It doesn't matter how dark. It just takes a tiny little candle to push back the darkest of the darkest night, doesn't it? It just takes a little light. And so to begin to illuminate it. But God's promise, Isaiah 42, 16, it says this, I will turn the darkness into light before them and make their rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. And you've got to grab a hold of that this morning. If you're struggling because you feel like it's a dark situation, well, God's word to you today, this morning, is I will turn the darkness into light before them, and I will make the rough places smoother. We've got to see that God is working. Once you get overwhelmed with the darkness, you get preoccupied with that, you're not going to be reflecting God's glory. You're not going to be revealing the light of Christ. You're going to be reflecting your circumstances. And that's what people will do. If they get caught up in a situation that's overwhelming, their emotions then don't reflect the light of Christ. They reflect the darkness of this situation. Discouragement comes, fear comes, and that's they become a reflector of the dark rather than a bearer of the light, one who will bring the light. So important that we always keep our eyes on the Lord. We'll never let the darkness, will never overwhelm us. It will never overwhelm us. It's a promise of God. But what is your heart like? What are your thoughts like? What is your mouth like? Get those things right. God's promise is in your circumstances, I will light the darkness. God will bring light there. He'll bring clarity. You'll be able to see the way forward. You'll be able to know that God is with you. He says, and I will not forsake them. I'm going to bring the light into your situation, and I'm not going to leave you there alone. But don't wallow and give a description every day to yourself and your thought process. It's formless. It's void. Oh, it's hopeless. Well, the Holy Spirit's already hovering, waiting for you to rise up and keep your eyes upon Jesus and bring his light into the situation. Change the way you think. Change the way you think. You'll change the way that you feel. Change the way you feel. You'll change the decisions that you make and the way that you behave. But people make wrong decisions and they get caught up in wrong thinking is because they're not reflecting, letting Christ come out. They're just letting their circumstances, and they reflect the darkness, even to everyone around them. And that's the thing. Even if you go for something difficult, don't allow that to be reflected on everybody else. It's the light of Christ. And look, this stuff that I'm telling you, it actually does work. It doesn't matter what happens to us. If we've got our eyes on Jesus Christ, He will light the darkness. It doesn't matter how dark. There's no dark that God cannot light up, because He is the preeminent light. He is the one who has all power and strength. Don't allow the darkness to overcome you or overwhelm you in your circumstance. So God lights the darkness. He also lights the darkness in our hearts. It says in Ephesians 5:8, it says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light." Interesting scripture says you were once darkness, not just in darkness. The scripture says that you were darkness. Your character, your nature before you came to Jesus Christ was a dark nature. It was evil nature. It was a wicked nature. And so with someone who doesn't know Jesus Christ, it says that you were dark. And so you don't know necessarily. I can't see clearly. I don't know what God wants for my life, and things overwhelm me. But it says you were once darkness. That was once your nature. But He says now you are light. Not just in the light, but you are light. You are light. Now just think about that for a moment. If you were, before you knew Jesus Christ, you were darkness. And so every decision, everything that you did, every way that you worked was according to you, reflecting your circumstances. Your circumstances did that. It might bounce off me this way, that way. I'm reflecting my circumstances. My emotions are subject to everything that happens around me, and I reflect what happens to me. Having a bad day, so I'll kick the dog, kick the cat, eat the budgie, whatever you do. And don't eat the budgie, you might choke on it. But whatever it is, and you reflect accordingly. But you become a Christian, you're not darkness anymore. Not only is it not in darkness, but you are actually light. So here I am. I'm in a mess. There's darkness around me. There's problems around me. There's stress around me. There's pressure around me. There's all of this stuff all around me. But where is the light? You are the light in the situation. Jesus says that you are light. We're not only were darkness, but we are light. And just begin to reflect on that for the moment, that the darkness will never overwhelm you. Your circumstances will never be too much for you, because you are light. You have the light of Christ within you, but He says you are light. And so every dark situation, guess what? There is light there, because you're there. And God is working within your life as long as you see Him and keep your eyes upon Him and understand that you are light. You were once darkness. The scripture should be up there on the screen. It should be Ephesians 5:8. Wrong scripture there. Ephesians 5:8 says that. It says that you were once darkness, but now you are children of the light. Live as children of the light. Live like that now. Don't live like the worldly people. Worldly people make decisions on one particular point of view, and they do things according to those, but we're not like that. We bring light. We are light in the circumstance because of Jesus Christ in our life. And we don't live like the world. We don't make decisions like the world. We don't behave like the world, because we're not darkness anymore. And when we go into areas that we shouldn't, when we allow things to rise up, darkness, it's against our nature. Because remember, God's nature is light. We have a new nature in Christ, and so we have light. Beautiful scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:6, it says this. It says, "For God who said, let light shine out of the darkness." So the very God who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness." It would be great if we can have these guys. For 2 Corinthians 4:6, grab your bookmark out. If you've got a bookmark, you've got all the scriptures there in front of you. You've got a newsletter, you've got a bookmark. Grab them out and follow them along, or else use your Bible. A great thing to do. 2 Corinthians 4:6, it says this. "For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." The same God who said, "Let there be light," the same God is the same God in your heart, in your life. It says, "Let the light shine out of darkness, made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. And so no longer we are in darkness. No longer are we darkness, but we have Christ within us. The same God who said that has spoken that over our own hearts in our own lives. And so we have that now. We have that light shining in our heart. And so that needs to be the thing that reflects, needs to be the thing that comes forth in our heart, in our lives. Let light shine out of the darkness, made His light shine in our hearts. When you became a Christian, then you're no longer darkness. You now have the light of Christ in your heart. And that's the challenge for us, is to bring that light out. Because if you're going through a rough time, and that rough time is a darkness, and it feels like a darkness, and you live like you're in darkness, your light is not going to shine. You say, come on and be a Christian. And they go, well, you're the most depressed person I've ever met. You know, you struggle. Something goes wrong and you're always struggling with everything. That's not a great testimony. Testimony is yes, we go through a lot of hard stuff and things do affect us because we're not robots and we're not dead and they affect us. But despite all of the things around us, we know that we've got our eyes. Remember, it's in the face of Christ and the glory of Christ. Our eyes are on Jesus Christ. Our eyes are upon Him and He enables us, even in the midst of difficult circumstances, even when you're struggling, that the strength and the light of Christ will shine out. And that's what ministers to people. When you go through a difficult time, that's really where you find out what you're like. When you're under a lot of pressure, when things are going wrong, that's how you know how bright your light is, whether your light really shines or not. It's easy to shine your light, you know, if I have a little candle here, all these floodlights on, and yeah, it's great, but how, when it's all dark around you, how bright is your light? How well do you shine your light? And that's the witness. That is such an important witness to people. It's when things are going wrong, how do we handle it? Everything's going right, well, that's fine. Everyone handles things when they're going right. When things aren't going right, how bright do you shine? How bright is your light when it's not going right? Sounds like a little bumper sticker. We'll make one. But it's true. I don't know what I just said, but I liked it when I said it. But it's so true. It's when the rubber hits the road. It's when the pressure's on. And that is the witness. You know, you see people that have gone through such incredible things, but their behavior, their attitude, the way that they deal, the way they process is not reflecting darkness. It's reflecting light. And it doesn't make sense to people because they've got every reason to be angry, every reason to be frustrated, every reason to be depressed, every reason because of all of the stuff that's going on. But somehow, something within them, something beyond human comprehension or understanding, something that defies logic within them, is shining. And that is so attractive to people because they're in darkness. They can't see. They've got fear. And they're looking for something. They're looking for some light. And they're not all going to have a Paul experience and say, oh, I see the light, you know. Comes down and the light shined on Paul and he found Christ. The way that he's going to find is that the very people that you're writing down these names for the book of life. Mine hasn't been collected yet, so please don't forget mine. These very people that are here, where are they going to see the light? Where are they looking? Yes. Yeah, very good. Someone's pointing at someone else. No, actually looking at you, looking at me. And that's where it's going to come. And so that's why it's so important that God wants light in the darkness, because people are living in darkness. And they want to see a light. Well, where's the light? It needs to be us. But we've got to learn, even in our own circumstances, our own struggles, our own situations that we go through, that the light of Christ still shines within us, that we're not consumed by the darkness. And the reality is we can't. Scripture says, can darkness and light have fellowship? They can't. Darkness and light actually don't go together. It's just our thinking. We start thinking dark. We have dark thoughts and we think we're in darkness and then we get overwhelmed. But we've got to keep our eyes on Christ. Remember, it's full in the face of Christ, that Scripture says. And as I said before, it's His Word. Man, we've got to go quick. His Word brings light. It's actually His Word that brings light. It's the spoken Word that brought the light into the situation. And we have the Word of God in a couple of ways. We have, well, maybe three ways is the Word of God that comes. First of all, there's a written Word of God that we have. And it says in 2 Peter 1:19, and it says, we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. You have the words of the prophets made more certain, and you do well to pay attention to it. You're doing well. The Word of God that has been revealed, you do well to pay attention to it. And that's why we have the Grow Daily. You all got your reading outlines last week. You do well to pay attention to it because it helps the light shine in your heart. As to a light shining in a dark place, till the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. So get the Word of God, get hold of the Word of God. If you're struggling, you feel like you're in darkness, then I'd be in the Word of God and saying, Lord, my eyes are on Jesus Christ, my thinking, all of that. I know I've actually got to bring the light of Christ in this situation. But get the Word of God into your life. His Word brings light. It'll bring light into your circumstances, into whatever you're going through. Get the Word of God. Do well. And you will do well to pay attention to it. Because it'll bring light in your circumstances. It'll bring light in your heart, in your life, and the circumstances. So we have the written Word. But we also have the revealed Word. Christ was the Word who became flesh. And so we have the Word of God that is written to us, but we have Christ himself, who was the Word. The Scripture says he was the Word, and the Word was with God, and he came down. Let's read it, John 1:1-5. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. So that's Jesus Christ. And the Word was God, and he was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Isn't it interesting? You have the Holy Spirit at creation hovering over the waters. Holy Spirit's there at creation. You've got God saying, let there be light. And now you've got Jesus is also there. All Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all there. Whole Trinity there at creation. And he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing that has been was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness is not understood it. So Christ is the revealed Word. And so Christ, when he came down onto earth, and there's many scriptures that talk about this, and Jesus said, he said, I am the light of the world, that when he came down, he brought that light, he brought it down onto this earth, and he walked among us. The light was revealed in the Word through in this world through Jesus Christ. And so we come to know Jesus Christ, so we get that light to come into our heart, and then we begin to shine in every situation and every circumstance and in our lives, because it's the light of Christ shining out of our heart and out of our life. And so he was the revealed Word. He was the incarnate Word, the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us. But the Scripture also talks about you being the Word of God, which has been made flesh, which has been revealed. If you have a look at 2 Corinthians 3:3, it says this, you show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. And so Christ is the revealed Word, but you're to be the revealed Word too. That people look at our lives and they see the Word of God outworking, and remember that Word was light. And Jesus was light. He came down and was incarnated. The Word was light. He came to dwell among us. But also that light is supposed to be in our own heart and in our own life. And that's what it is to be a Christian. And there's got to be something different about us. The defining thing about being a Christian, ultimately, yes, is the book of life. When the books are open, where do the lines fall? Are we in the book of life or are we not in the book of life? Bottom line, that's it. However, the way that we live the rest of our life, there's something more peculiar about our life other than our destination, other than where we end up. It's actually how we live our life every day. What is different about the way that we respond to potentially very dark situations? How do we handle things? How do we deal with one another? There's more defining characteristics than purely where we end up when we die. It's how we live our life. It's about how much light is shining in our hearts. And we need to be different. Because people are longing for people that are different, that don't get overwhelmed like everyone else, don't give up, they don't let everything just get over them, over the top. But something about them just shines even in the darkest place. That is the most attractive thing. Your family, the witness that you are to your family when things are going bad, that speaks far more, speaks far more. If you fall in a heap every time something happens, it undermines your own witness. But let the light shine in darkness. We have that light within us. And my prayer is that right across this year, we begin to understand what it really means that we've got Christ within us. We've got his light shining within us, and how to reflect the glory of God, the radiance of God in our life. Because there's something makes us different. And the difference is not just that, yes, we're saved. Praise God that we're saved. Praise God we're going to heaven. But there's the light of Christ that shines in my heart. And the determination need of everybody's heart this year is saying, Lord, I am going to let that light shine. Whatever the darkness comes against me, whatever circumstances come against me, Lord, I am going to let my light shine. And all the people that you trusted me enough that I would know them and be relationship, Lord, I'm going to let that light shine. I'm going to allow Christ to shine out of my life. And I pray with all my heart that becomes the determination of every person in our church this year, that we're really going to shine that light out and to understand that you have the light of Christ within you, and that we're not of the darkness. We were darkness, but now we are light. And therefore, the darkness can never overwhelm us. You've got a light. It doesn't matter how dark it is. That light will shine. Dark cannot consume the light. Light will always, even a tiny little bit of light is enough to push away some darkness. And so you will never actually be overwhelmed. You will never actually be defeated, because you cannot be, because the darkness can never overcome the light. The light always overcomes the darkness. Just imagine if we live like that. Just imagine if you lived every day knowing that, with such a conviction within your heart and for your life, that I'm never going to be overwhelmed because I have the light of Christ within me. You would think differently. You would feel differently. Your witness would go from here to here. Makes a huge difference, because the world is in darkness. The world is in darkness. They're crying out. Isaiah 60, and I'll close with this. It says this: Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Upon you. Right? You. Point at all of you. You. Missed you. Missed you over there. You as well. The glory of the Lord shines upon you, every single one of us. See, darkness covers the earth. It does. We live in a dark world. There's darkness out there. There's wickedness out there. The ways of men are wicked. The things that they would try to do to us or impose upon us or whatever. There's wickedness. There's darkness out there. We live in a very dark world. You don't need to tell you that. You can tell me 10,000 testimonies of why this is a dark world that we live in. I don't have to tell you that. But it says, see, darkness covers the earth, and the thick darkness is over the people. They're all, people are in darkness. Why do people do dumb things? Why do they do stupid things? Because they can't see where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. They're going around, and why do people hurt us? Well, they don't really see what they're doing. They don't even see where they're going. And some people, yeah, maybe they're dark enough inside of their heart that they will want to cause pain. Whatever it is, this is a dark world that we live in. As I said, I don't need to tell you that. And people are in such darkness. But the Lord says this to us. First of all, see, yeah, no, acknowledge. Don't pretend your circumstances aren't there. If you're going through a hard time, you're going through a hard time. That's the reality. That's life. But, and I love the but, it says, see, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord, who? The Lord, the one who says, let there be light and there's light. The one who says, let there be light and there's light in your own heart. Says, the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. Praise God. The Lord himself rises over you personally. The Lord himself. The greatest light, the greatest light there ever is or was, could ever be, it rises above you and your life right at this time. The Lord is rising upon your heart and his glory appears over you. And then the promise is, once we grab a hold of all this stuff, nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn, because everyone's looking for the light. People are looking for the light. Where are they going to find it? They're not going to find it in a dark place. They're going to find it in your life and in your heart, because Christ died to reveal his light to this earth through you and through me, and that we were going to reflect that glory. But the glory of God rises upon me. Think about it. Upon you right now. The glory of God is right upon you now. And so how can the darkness overwhelm you? You have the light of Christ within you. You've got the glory of God rising upon you. You're never going to be overwhelmed. Just keep your eyes upon Christ, keep your eyes upon him, and we're not like the rest of the world. But let's be determined this year. Lord, we are going to shine our lights in whatever circumstance I find myself. Lord, I'm going to know the Holy Spirit is there. He's hovering over the waters. He's there. and light. I'm going to learn when I pray, Lord, I'm going to speak light in this in Jesus' name. Not going to give God a list of all the things that are going wrong. He knows what's going wrong. Say, Lord, you know my circumstances, but Lord, in your name, I determine for light to be released in this in Jesus' name. Lord, help me to unlock the light that's within me because Christ is within me. Lord, help me to release that into this situation, Lord. Help me to stand and to shine in every circumstance that I face. Let my witness not be diminished because I reflect darkness, but Lord, let my life and my light shine so brightly. The world is desperately looking for it. They're desperate. Your family members who know you're a Christian are desperate for you to shine to them, to see something different. Why should they believe what you tell them? Why should they listen to what we say? Because they see something different within our hearts or within our life. Something shines about us. It speaks volumes to them. So let's stand to our feet and let's make that determination this year. Lord, we are going to arise. We're going to shine. We're going to allow that light of the God to shine and pour out of our hearts and out of our lives. So Father, Lord, as we stand here today, Father, I know, Lord, that there are people here that their circumstances may seem like a darkness to them. But Father, I pray, Lord, let there be a spirit of revelation in every heart right now. Lord, that we begin to see, Lord, that we are not subject to the darkness. Lord, that we are going to overcome, Lord, because light always overcomes the dark. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that we cannot lose, Lord, that we cannot be overwhelmed, Father, because of the light of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for every person here, Lord, that this year, Lord, they'll learn what it is, that we'll all learn. Lord, we're all learning all the time, but Lord, we'll learn all the more what it is to shine, what it is to reflect the radiance of Jesus Christ upon our heart and our life in every circumstances, everyday life, Father, Lord, every day. Lord, to shine, Lord, and to stand. And Father, we just pray again for all those people that we know, Lord, that don't know you, Lord, that we will come into relation, that we're in relationship with them. They will come into relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's because our light will shine to them. Lord, let us shine brilliantly this year. Let us shine brightly this year because the glory of God is rising upon us. Lord, and we acknowledge that this day. We acknowledge that God has said, let there be light. It's shining upon our hearts right now. Right now you're above us, Lord. Right now your light is upon us. And Father, we look to you, Lord, that we might see the full radiance of Christ, Lord, and reflect that in our life and every day. So Father, we just thank you, Lord, that this year we are going to shine. We are going to shine, Lord, because you are the one who causes us, who makes us to shine, Lord. We humble ourselves before you. Lord, we know that we're darkness without your light. But Lord, with your light, Lord, we can bring such an incredible light, Lord, and we're in awe of you and in awe of your love this day. In Jesus' name, amen.